A new bipartisan plan to cut the deficit.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, good morning, I'm Jeremy Hobson. The bipartisan duo that brought us a multi-trillion dollar deficit reduction plan that was never enacted are out this morning with a new plan. This proposal by Alan Simpson and Erskine Bowles targets Medicare and Medicaid for cuts and curbs a number of tax breaks. And in terms of deficit reduction, it's about halfway between what Democrats and Republicans want. Marketplace's Chrissy Clark reports.
Last year, Alan Simpson tried to get millennials to care about America's debt by dancing to the popular song Gangnam Style on YouTube.
Stop Instagramming your breakfast and getting on YouTube so you can see Gangnam Style.
Today, he and his buddy Erskine Bowles are back to more traditional tactics, but this is their fourth effort in 3 years to drum up support for a deal to shrink America's debt. So is there any reason the dynamic deficit reduction duo's plans could get traction now? Economic consultant Gary Schilling says the gridlock of today may actually help.
With neither side willing to budge, they may be stepping in and offering a compromise that both sides will look at seriously.
Mark Zandi, chief economist for Moody's Analytics, doubts that Simpson and Bowles will have any impact on the immediate issues we're facing, like the sequester.
I don't know that they'll affect the sequester. I think that's a train that's already left the station. But I do think they'll have an impact on future deficit negotiations. There's a lot more work to be done.
And he says Simpson and Bowles could have a big role to play there. I'm Chrissy Clark for Marketplace.